Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. During and just after World Wars I and II in Britain, in an era known as the Machine Age, the tumultuous political climate and the prevalence of industry and mechanization influenced the art created at that time. Machine Age Modernism, prints from the Daniel Cowan Collection, is a new exhibition at the Clark in Williamstown, Massachusetts. The exhibition features a wide range of lithographs, dry points, woodcut prints, and lino cuts produced during the period, exploring themes such as cityscapes, war, industrial technology, rural farming, sport, and leisure activity. I went to the Clark earlier this week, and J.A. Clark, the Manton curator of prints, drawings, and photographs at the Clark, brought me around the exhibition. Jay, thank you very much for taking me around this exhibition today.
I'm happy to be able to do so.
So give us the brief overview of Machine Age Modernism, prints from the Daniel Cowan Collection, and how it came to the Clark.
This was a really extraordinary opportunity the Clark had. The director and I met the collector's widow, Joyce Cowan, in New York, and she invited me to her apartment, said, "Why don't you come see my print collection one day?" And of course, curators love seeing people's private collections. So I went to her home, and there's an amazing array of works of art in her collection, and we had the opportunity over a number of years to pick the very best works in the collection and really organize an exhibition around it.
And these are works the likes of which have not been at the Clark before.
No, it's very unusual for the Clark. It's early 20th century machine age modernism, and machine age is one of those vague terms, sort of like the internet age or impressionism, but it helps sort of give a framework around the time period when these works were made, really between the beginning of the First World War and the beginning of Britain's entry into the Second World War in 1939.
So what are we looking at here?
The exhibition begins with these two large-scale posters. These posters were made for the London Underground, for the transport system. And the reason they were created is really to encourage people to visit places they wouldn't normally visit unless they were taking public transportation. So this work, for example, with the rows and rows of soldiers, is called Aldershot Tattoo. And it's not a tattoo parlor like I originally thought for a long time. A tattoo is another word for a military parade. And so what this poster encourages people to do is to take a bus specifically to this area and see the military parade and sort of support their country.
And it looks like just two color print, vibrant red and black. And how was it made?
So this is actually a color lithograph. Okay. There are some lithographs and dry points and etchings in this exhibition. And it's signed below with the name Andrew Power. And for the longest time, I was looking for an artist whose first name was Andrew and last name was Power. And then later did some research and realized that it was a collaborative team, Sybil Andrew and Cyril Power. They made this by drawing on a lithographic stone, and each color, the red and the blue-black, are drawn on two separate stones. So the red would have been printed on one stone, and then the other color would have been printed on the other stone, and then the lettering would probably have been added later, the advertising at the bottom.
It's very dynamic, and yeah. I totally want to go to the Aldershot tattoo. And what about this one?
And this poster is quite interesting. When I first saw it in the apartment, I had no idea what I was looking at because it's a poster before the letters have actually been added. And then here on the label, we realize after the letters have been added, for the Derby, Morden Station, thence by bus, et cetera, et cetera. And this is actually an image to encourage visitors to go to the Epsom Summer Derby, which was a horse race. And so what they would do is they would take the transport, and then these double-decker buses that we see in red at the top would bring them to the Derby. And then people are standing on top of the double-decker buses watching the horse race.
That's beautiful.
It's great.
And we're entering a room. A heading on the wall says Printmaking and World War I.
So all the works in this portion of the exhibition are made in the context of World War I by two artists, C.R.W. Nevinson and Edward Wadsworth. Both were involved in the war effort, both on the front. One was an ambulance driver, another worked for the Navy Reserve. But then both ended up creating works of art based on their experiences.
And what format did they work in?
This is a dry point. Wadsworth made that particular print, and he printed it in a sort of brownish-blackish ink. But this is called Returning to the Trenches, and we see this group of soldiers, very grim and determined-looking, going off to war, going off to the trenches. And this sort of frenzied movement we see with their feet below reflects Nevinson's absorption of a particular style that was known as Futurism. And Nevinson was known as one of the artists who brought Italian Futurism to England.
Did he discover it in his travels during the war?
He became friends with one of the founders of the Futurist movement, whose name was Marinetti. And he and Marinetti, in fact, wrote a manifesto called Futurism and British Art. So he really learned about the movement in England through exhibitions and through meeting this particular writer, Marinetti.
And I'm realizing, as you keep saying dry point, that I barely or don't know what that is. Yes. So could you describe that, please?
Very few people actually know what a dry point is. What you do is you take a copper plate, and then you have a very sharp instrument, and you draw into the plate as you would a drawing. The dry point is very sharp, and what it does is it creates a furrow, almost like you're having a plow go through a field. It creates a furrow on either side of the line, and then those furrows actually pick up the ink, and that is what is printed in the dark color.
They have such expression. They're very, like you said, they're grim and densely populated, and it looks like they're in a terrible situation, which of course they were.
Yes, of course, very bold. And the reason for doing a dry point is when it's printed, it doesn't have one crisp, sharp line. The line is like a little bit fuzzy around the edges, so it gives kind of a slight hazy quality to the line.
All right, where do you want to go next?
This is really an amazing woodcut. This is made by Edward Wadsworth, and as I mentioned, he was involved in the Navy. But another thing that he did is he painted camouflage onto major ships that then went out to participate in the war effort. And these were called dazzle ships. And so what we see here are these sort of abstract lines, huge abstract lines painted on the ships. Artists like Wadsworth created the designs on paper and then actually executed the painting on these very large ships. And the idea was not camouflage as we think of it today, like dark green fatigues or something like that. The idea behind the abstract designs painted on these ships was so that when the enemy was looking at the ship, they couldn't tell what direction they were going in or how fast they were going in.
So it confuses the eye. And this is a woodcut, which is what it sounds like, carved out of wood and printed.
Exactly. What you do in a woodcut is you take a block of wood. It can be all different kinds of wood. Some woods are harder, some woods are softer. And you take a tool and you dig out the areas that you want to print white. And then what is left raised is then inked up with an ink, in this case black ink, and then printed. Can be printed multiple times. This is a woodcut by Edward Wadsworth called The Open Window, which was in fact printed in a number of different colors. You can use a number of different wood blocks to print different colors, and what you usually do is have each wood block is cut and printed for each individual color, as we're going to see later with the linocuts. This is called The Open Window, and I think you wouldn't necessarily know what it is unless you had the title in front of you. It's a purely abstract work. But I think once you see the title, you have this sense of a window pane, sort of shifting lights, reflection on the windows. To me, it's very powerful, very small in scale, but really gives you a sense of the beginnings of abstraction in England. The art scene in Britain at the time was very, very conservative, and artists like this were seen as completely radical.
All right, and here we're in front of one by C.R.W. Nevinson.
Yes, this is a large-scale lithograph called Making the Engine. And this particular print was created by Nevinson after he left active duty in the war, and he became a war artist, essentially. And this was from a print portfolio that was made called Britain's Efforts and Ideals. And it was supposed to be marketed mostly to the U.S. So the U.S. would see they weren't just in the trenches and on warships, but many people in Britain were working towards this effort to win the war, and in this case, they're making airplane engines. So this is called Making the Engine. We see a man at a lathe creating an engine, but also in this very dynamic composition with lines going up and down diagonally.
So you have a very busy factory setting with other workers in the background.
Exactly.
Machine Age Modernism, prints from the Daniel Cowan Collection, is on display at the Clark in Williamstown, Massachusetts through May 17th. We've entered another section of the show.
Yes, this is the largest section of the exhibition, and it relates entirely to the British linocut movement.
And what is, for people who don't know, what is linocut?
A linocut is essentially made from linoleum flooring, those square bits of flooring you have in your kitchen or in your bathroom or you've ripped up years ago to expose the beautiful hardwood floors underneath. Right. But linoleum is exactly what it is, linoleum flooring. And it was created in the UK in the late 19th century. And it was marketed specifically for flooring. And it was seen as very modern and very clean and gave clean lines and was really marketed more towards women than it was towards men. Obviously, women, the idea of making the decisions in the household, what the flooring would look like.
And the process of a linocut is similar to a woodcut, except it's linoleum.